Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We have Dr. Steve Wellum with us again. Steve, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Glad to be with you again.
We're working our way through his Systematic Theology, Volume 1. We are all the way now to Chapter 14. We're looking at the big picture of Scripture, and specifically now in Chapter 14, the idea of progressive covenantalism, how the story of God's kingdom progressively unfolds through covenants, successive covenants that we find in the scriptures. And in our previous interview, he has surveyed that for us. We ended last time with a note on the fact that these covenants are progressively revealed in scripture. So let's pick up on that again. How is the progressive revelation of the covenants significant?
I think one way is significant just to observe that there is a continuity across the Bible, right? So there's a plan that is not just parts that are unrelated to one another. There's a plan of God from eternity tied to the promise of salvation, the plan of salvation, and these covenants then show the unity of that plan, the coherence of that plan. These covenants aren't just isolated. So Mosaic covenants doing one thing and Davidic covenants doing another. They are the means by which, and they are the way by which this one plan of God unfolds. And that's why, often in Reformed theology, they will then speak of this, I think, one plan as the covenant of grace, because they take the covenants and then they extrapolate to a super covenant, which I understand that's if you're speaking of this one plan, that makes perfect sense. But we'll have to look at where that goes awry, because that's not exactly how the Bible presents it. So the progression of the covenants gives a unity to God's plan, a continuity to that plan, as well as, whether these terms are the best or not, we can dispute, but some discontinuity. So there's a unity of the plan through those covenants, because they all build on one another. So to take Gerhardus Voss, a term, seed to full bloom, right? So the seeds are laid down, but they are taking root and they're expanding. So the point of what we tried to show Peter and I in Kingdom Through Covenant, Peter Gentry and I in that book, is that these covenants are building on one another. They're interrelated, that there's unity, coherence. And as we work through them, that there's not only just unity and coherence, but there's also a sense that they're moving forward. They're reaching a certain end. And that end is ultimately Christ and the new covenant, which brings with it some changes that are not exactly what you have under Noah or Abraham or Israel, particularly, the contrast often with the old covenant and new covenant. There's differences. Well, how do we account for those differences? Because of the progression of the covenants. So you have both unity. So we're not treating them as sort of isolated from one another, but also as you move through those covenants, they are anticipatory, they are prophetic, they are revelatory of the one to come. So when that one comes, namely Christ, then we don't expect, and the New Testament makes this very clear, and even the Old Testament, they're not the new covenant's not going to be just like the old covenant. I mean, Jeremiah tells you that explicitly. There's going to be changes because those previous covenants anticipate that, right? So that's where they become, there's typological elements that are predictive. I take typology as prophetic, predictive, God intended prediction. A revelation of what's to come. So that's where the progression is helpful. It allows for both continuity as well as fulfillment and discontinuity and differences. And of course, there's where we start to divide in the Christian church on that continuity, discontinuity, and how we understand that. And my contention is, unless we follow the Bible very carefully here, we won't make headway in those other disputes. Because we won't be listening to how the Bible itself presents the covenants.